This clock is from her.
这表从哪儿拿过来的？
Store. Store room?
Yes, I take this from store room. Prepared for you. If you don't like, I can take it.
Because now I have time. Because in the beginning, this time was a little bit different. This time here, now I change.
But I take this like...
Ah, this time?
Yeah, yes.
This time is actually fast.
Because I can check here for you.
Okay.
New settings. I put new settings now, okay. Now, yesterday we have discussed. The door is open now. So, yesterday. We discuss how a teacher, Vinaya teacher, can find out and interrogate a monk who tells lies about his attainments, to interrogate him.
Yesterday we didn't explain this.
Yesterday
we stopped there. We haven't explained that yet.
Yes. Now here. The rule says, if you see the Vinaya notes, it tells how it's called. Samanagrihyamanova. Samanagrihyamanova. In the there is a Pali word in the rule. When he is being questioned closely. Interrogated. Interrogation means you interrogate a person very closely. Now this, how to interrogate a person closely, there are examples in the Parajika Pali and we have to explain this, no? So now, if a monk admits that he has attained something, so he can be asked by any expert teacher or even a meditation teacher, Vinaya teacher, meditation teacher, as called, what has been attained by you? What is this, what you I have attained? Okay? Now, as called, when did you attain this? Where did you attain it? How many kilesas, what are the kilesas you abandoned, you destroyed? Kilesas. Ask all, what are the attainments you attained? So these are some a list of questions, how he can be closely questioned and interrogated. So therefore now, by asking like that, he will feel embarrassed. Sometimes he might give a wrong answer. And this is how one can find whether he tells lies or not.
有些那个有些帮助上人反而他被问了这些问题以后，他会觉得尴尬，然后他有时候会都是那个他会给出一些错误的回答，然后这样子我们可以知道他是不是那个我在帮助上人反。
So right now in Paradika Pali give examples how Bhikkhu can tell lies. Now the lie he has to tell it is by using the past or present tense.
他说那个根据律藏里面那些故事，就是不是那个根据律藏里面说明，就是比库王说杀人法的事，他用的是那个过去时代或者现在时代。
So if the Bhikkhu tells, I attend jhana, that is past tense.
如果比如说我已经正在禅那了，不是那么这，这个是过去式。
And this can be done in three ways. So then, before he tells lies, after telling lies, he knows, I told lies. Banisan, Musa Banisan. While he is telling lies, he knows I am telling lies. Before telling lies, he knows I am going to tell lie. So while telling lies, he knows I am telling lie. And after he tells lie, he knows that I have told a lie.
Or Parasika.
Yes, in order to the lie to be completed. Before telling lies, he knows I am going to tell lie. So he is very conscious. Conscious telling lie, that's called. During telling, that's called. While telling lie, that's called. He knows I am telling lie. And after he told the lie, he knows I have told the lie. That is conscious lie.
他说这个忘说有三种方式，一种是在这个说这之前你已经知道你那个自己在说妄语，然后第二种是正在说的时候你知道自己在说妄语，第三种是你说了之后才知道自己说的是妄语。
So now regarding the attainments, there is a list in Paradika Pali of let me see. Now it can, I call it, the list is about the third jhana, okay, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, and then about this vimokas and everything so forth. But it includes also the three vijas. Three vijas are, I call, pubenivasanusati jhana, Deepa Chakku Jnana and Asavaka Jnana.
This is actually Jnana Dasana here, no? This is actually Jnana Dasana here, no?
Jnana Dasana?
Yes. This is Jnana Dasana.
Because in the I don't know what is the definition of Jnana Dasana in the Paradika Pali. But here this list tells more in detail.
This is Kankavishini or Paradika?
No, this is Paradika Pali.
Paradika Pali. I think in the
Tiso Vijay.
Yes. I think in the Paradika Pali it is defined as three Vijay.
Jnana Dasana is Vijay. Alright, Tiso Vijay, yes.
Yes, no?
Okay, this way, yes. Nyana Dasa, this way. This is already there, but in this list there are more things then. Let me see, I will check. Okay, this will be there, but there it says. So then, but it gives other things also now. For example, Idipadas.
Mm-hmm.
The Idipadas also are included.
Yes.
The four Idipadas. Sahi powers.
That is Magabhava. No?
Huh?
That is Magabhava.
Maga?
Magabhava.
Magabhava?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And then you have Ragome Chato.
Mm-hmm.
It tells also Sotapatipala. Sakatakami Pala, Anagami Pala, Arahata Pala, and so forth. I have attained this, or I am attaining it. Now, there is some additional things. Okay. So, they are about Sotapati Pala, Sakatakami Pala, Anagami Pala, all these Palas.
This list I have already put in the Vinaya notes.
The Vinaya notes, okay.
Yes, because this is.
Okay, then the other thing is, what's called that. I have destroyed raga, I have destroyed dosa, I have destroyed moha.
That is Kilesa Paham.
Huh?
That is Kilesa Paham.
Kilesa
Paham.
Okay. Alright, alright. Then he says, okay, the list is alright. Okay. So then we'll go now explaining other things regarding, let me see, what is in Kanka Vitarana?
So
then, about the seven ways of presenting the truth. So then, there are also other points. For example, before making the statement, it is a lie, and Vinaya notes.
Yes, yes, yes.
What it told is. But the other one is called on misrepresents on view, no?
Mm-hmm.
On view. Now it's called that he has the view like that,
mm-hmm.
But he tries to show something else.
View means what's called opinion.
Ditti
means opinion or something.
You regarding view about samadhi, for example, how samadhi should be.
Okay.
And so forth, and how arahat should behave.
Okay.
And so forth, and
so this view must have something to do with Uttaramana Sarana.
Yes, Uttaramana.
Okay. So this okay. 然后那个就让大家看一下那个十种方式法，就是那个表二十二十种方式法前面那个七种歪曲事实方式。然后我们刚才解经的已经解释那个七种歪曲事实方式前三种。 然后刚才讲的是第四种、第五种，那个第四种是所说一义实际观点的，第五种是所说一义实际观点。然后这个地方的观点是指跟那个上师法有关的观点。比方说那个真的成长以后，成长应该是什么样的境界？比方说一个阿拉汉，他平时的行为举止应该是什么样的？这样的观点，就是这个地方指的观点。Therefore,
now these are combined with the lies. Now you see. You tell a lie, is actually, and then you tell, no, it is based on my view, that's why I told like that.
You tell a lie, okay.
It is based on my opinion, that's why I told the lie. It is based on my approval, that's why I told the lie.
Mm-hmm.
This personal, interpretation of what jhana means, or what vimokas means, all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he tries to tell lie on that. No, it was based on my opinion. That's why I told like that. So then,
然后那个，张老刚才说的就是说他那个，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 试图我的自己的妄语建立他自己的那个所见到的他的观点，以及他所赞成的东西，以及他实际状态之上，就比方说他说我这样说是因为我见到了什么什么，我这样说是因为我有什么什么观点，然后我这样说是因为我赞成什么什么，或者说我这样说是因为我实际有什么样的状态，但是他这样说和他的实际状态并不一样。
对，所以这个说的跟他实际状态不一样，我有个问题想问，这个人确实然后泄气道他证了禅那了，但他跟另外一个主说的证禅那的一个方式方法，他故意说错，这是妄人法还是妄说上人法，妄语还是妄语上人法，你问一下问题。因为有区别，妄语不需要断头的，但是这个要断头的。
So he said that one bhikkhu actually has a jhana attainment and he actually told the other bhikkhu that I have jhana attainment, butHe misinterpreted the way that he attained jhana. He distorted the way that he attained jhana. So what is the difference of that?
Yes, it is actually now the series of how to tell lie. Uh-huh. There is a series. Now, for example, before telling lie, I know I'm going to telling lie based on the way I interpreted the jhana.
No, how to attain jhana, not how to interpret it. How to interpret
it. Yes, like you see, they are combined, like you see.
Okay.
He has an opinion.
Uh-huh.
He knows it is a lie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's a lie. But he will tell, if I tell like that, he might give me something or like that. Something, like you see, this is some clever thing.
Uh-huh.
Some clever thing for others do not know, for example.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You think, oh, our teachers do not know, but there is something secret about the jhanas who nobody knows. It is me who knows.
Mm-hmm.
Or he knows it's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he tries to make it more exaggerated
uh-huh.
for other people to believe it.
Uh-huh.
And this is what actually he knows. If you, he has never taken this attainment.
Mm-hmm.
But he tries to imagine how the jhana can be.
Okay.
And then he tries to make a story.
This bhikkhu actually he has jhana, but he deliberately distorted the past jhana.
That means his example.
Yes, his example.
Of course, now he distorted the interpretation of the jhana is different. But if he wants to lie, that is the thing. The intention
he also
is
wants to lie because he knows the actual past jhana, but for some reason he deliberately distorted the past.
For what reason? Why?
他说你为他那个比库他为什么说那个就是说他说的错误方式动机是什么？
那很正常的呀，就好比有
他动机是什么？他动机
动机很正常。一个人问他，
啊、
他知道他正了、
啊，
但他不喜欢这个人，他就跟他突然说一通呀。
那就是不喜，那这个东西是肯定不可能是巴拉吉卡，这个东西是不可能是巴拉吉卡。
你发现，如果是他是就算是妄语，那就不算是妄说上人了，对吧？因为他跟上人法沟通，
妄说上人法不是有一个特定动机吗？就是说你是为了取得物质利益，你这个跟物质利益没有任何关系，对吧？
这是恶心。
那你想说什么？你想说你这个动机还是物质利益是吗？
没有
动，都没有物质利益动机。
没有，我已经误导了人，怎么会误？
那你就说他动机想误导那个人。
对
那我帮你问。So he's asking this intention is to mislead that person.
To mislead.
Yes.
So then. To mislead him how? So that the other person should believe that he is the jhana or that he is not the jhana? What?
That the other person has to believe that the false past that he's elaborating is true. Actually, this person has jhana, but, and he knows the past also. But he deliberately distorted the past, so the jhana, to misinterpret it to the other person, so that the other person will be misled.
Misled in what? To believe what? The other person will believe what? That he is the jhana or he doesn't have the jhana? What?
The other person will be misled to a wrong past, so that to a wrong past to attain jhana, so that the other person will never attain jhana, like that. That means he has some what's called hatred or reluctance towards that person. So he wants to prevent that person from attaining jhana. So he wants to mislead him.
It's not parajika; it's going to be pachitya.
Pachitya.
Yes. Okay.Because now he doesn't want to prevent others. No, he doesn't want to boast himself.
Uh-huh.
To boast. This is about boasting.
Uh-huh.
Try to tell, look, I attend the jhana.
Uh-huh.
and so forth, and I am the one who really is the big shot, and people who give requisites to those who attend jhanas, they get a lot of merit. So his intention is to get material gains. Now go into this road. That's why he tells a lie. But if it is ordinary lie, whatever, either for, because of anger towards others and so forth, or tell lies, then of course the pachitya comes.
他是吹嘘自己的成就，第一他是他是要吹嘘自己的成就，第二他是为物质利益，然后你这两个都不满足，然后他说除了就是说那个就是说是那个说话说自己的让人把病就是为物质利益这种情况之外，其他妄语都属于那个巴基迪亚，就是所生的妄语，然后动机也可以包括其他动机，对，
那就我这样理解可以吧，就是说所有的商人把这个人如果有了，但他说出去的都假话，就是。 跟汪松山法一点关系都没有，全部是妄语而已。我这样理解可以吧？就是我承担了有官职了，有道果了，他全部瞎说八说，但是他自己都有了。
你什么动机？有什么动机？
动机就误导，不想让别人知道或者怎么样，就类似吹牛那种。但是他都这本身自己有了。
动机不是物质利益，对吧？
不是物质利益。
不是利益，不只要不是物质利益，肯定不是吧？肯定不是嘛？对对对，这个物质利益是必须要有的要素，一定要是没有物质利益。
Okay, now after the bhikkhu tells a lie, so even after he repents and he wants to have purification, so he can't be purified, he can't, as called, the teacher can't tell him, yes, no, because you are like purification now, you remain as a bhikkhu. No, no. He actually falls into parajika the time he tells a lie. As called, therefore now there is no reverse. You can't reverse the, as called, the process. After you have told lies. So even if you want to get purification, the only way it is just to, maybe become a samanera. Or become a layman to take the 10 precepts, or something like 5 precepts. So that is the only way if you want to purify your karma. You have to go for, otherwise, there is no reverse process to become a bhikkhu again.
他说别人一个人往生杀人法之后呢，他去找他老师那个坦白，然后起诉把这个东西这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个罪给忏尽，但是这个
And then the exception is, if he tells it that he has attained something because of overestimation, adimana.
Now,
and it's common for meditators to have adimana. Adimana means overestimation. Now, for example, Bhikkhu attains some nimitta and he thinks, light, oh, this might be jhana, and he runs to others, look, I'm one. I got jhana.
So this is parajika?
No parajika.
No parajika?
Overestimation. Overestimation.
Oh.
Means he thinks, but he is not. Another thing now, if he tells like that, not because he wants to have some material gain, just to show to others, no?
Oh.
How, look, to show colors, to show his colors.
但是有些禅修过程中，看到有禅相，看到有禅相，我真的成他，然后到处跟人炫耀，我真的成他。然后这种情况，不是那个，他不那个，第一他是因为自身上慢，他误，他错误的估计自己产生状况。第二呢，他是那个，他东西也不是为物质利益，所以说这不是把他去看。So
sometimes that's called light. Some meditators in quite practicing person, it seems alike, they think, oh, this is Nibbana, I have attained Nibbana, I am Sotapanna. So, and then they go to the teacher and tell, one day, others for sure. Today I attain it.
他说那个有些人那个修观禅修观禅过程中看到了光，然后就说这应该就是涅槃，然后就说我已经证得出果，然后就跑去跟禅师说，禅师我已经非常确定我已经证得出果，这种都不算。
Because even in Vipassana they are called Vipassana Upakilesas. This Vipassana corruptions means the mind gets distorted. Sometimes to misinterpret things. This is why some meditators can be misled by the attainment and then exaggerate and ultimately they tell yes, I have attained. It should be Nibbana, it should be it's called Magapala and related.
然后他说这个光呢，这个光呢它属于那观察里边四种观染的东西，然后他然后就出现这观染之后呢，就有禅有者可能就被这个现象给误导，然后就开始夸大自己的那个禅修方面成就，比方说这个就是涅槃，这个就是道果等等。
But it is not only pupils who have this exaggerate things or estimate. There are some teachers also who tell, really, you have attained this light appeared to you. What color? Red color. Oh, this must be Swagatagami.
他说这种过高估计这种情况，有时候他不仅出现学生的，他那个。也出现别的那个某些禅师身上，比方说禅师可能是问你的，哦，你在修观上是见到光了，这什么颜色的光啊？是红色的光，哦，红色光就是二果，这种错误知道是一个。
Therefore now some teachers also give certificates. They tell now you have become Sotapanna. This is my signature for you to know for sure. You are Sotapanna.
所以说有些禅师可能会给予那个错误的认证，他说呀，我就认证你已经证得出果了，那个你在我座下获得认可。
So then we had monks coming from some meditation centers who got certificate to be Sotapanna, and the teacher gave the certificate and told him now finish, you are not going to be reborn again in hell.You become a Sotapanna, you have not much to worry, because now it's easy to become Arahat. Then he gives certificate and become a Sotapanna. But these monks, after getting certificate, they have a doubt. Really, am I a Sotapanna? So then, and ultimately we had some monks coming here and they have completely given up the idea that Sotapannas.Because they think the teacher overestimated it.
然后他说我们这儿曾经，现在我一些出家人，他说他在一些禅修中心里边得到出果的那个印刻，然后禅师跟他说你已经证到出果，你以后不会堕落恶趣，然后证阿拉汉果什么的，然后所以不需要担心。但是这个人得到印刻之后，他心里还是有怀疑，然后来到罗树林之后，就自己放弃了自己这个是出果这个认证，就是。
So, now, these are not cases of parajika. I told you, these are not parajika cases. These are just overestimations.
These are not parajika, these are just Zhenshan Man.
But it can be sometimes also for some monks after they get this overestimation. So, and they go and tell lay people and so forth, look,I become this in this. So then, they expect people to honor them. Honor them, to get material gains, to give them material gains. That is why, from overestimation, now it can become a case for parajika.
但是有一些人有了自相慢之后呢，他可能跑到居士那里，说我已经证了什么什么。然后希望那个居士恭敬供养他们，然后这个时候这个僧善慢就有可能演变成那个巴拉吉卡。
Okay, now we'll go and see. Let me see the derived offenses. No. What is?
就是说
，okay.
是只能是 告诉别人自己的状况比实际的状况低，而不能比实际的状况高。如果是比实际状况高，那就妄想杀人法，对吧？
妄想杀人法还有条就是你是希望物质利益。
啊，
嗯，
他就是如果没有实为了利益，就是
没有物质，没有为了物质利益，必须是物质利益。
OK， 那他这个物质利益的话，是指我已经得到了，还是我心里期
待？我期望，我希望我通过我说，通过我说这个杀人法，你会给我物质利益。不是是在你那个你当时说那个杀人法就动机是这个，我说这个东西就是为了那、这个。
但是如果你要比如说，如果我高估了我自己的状态，
啊，
虽然我当时没有想，但事后会有很多人被这句话误导，然后过来供养我。
那不是你的动机，你的动机就是为了这帮人供养你。啊，
就只是为了就是骗别人而说高，因为说低是正常思维。
说可能这绿项链的例子不就是为了那个获得供养而说高吗
？OK，
嗯，
说的呢，we go to the seven ways， 萨达达萨卡。
然后下面我们那个开始看那个十七要素分析表，就是那个第四那个第四巴拉这个十七要素分析表。
那我也 ，Ricardo Nidana。It was the city. It was Vesali.
然后那个因缘就是直接地点是那个毗舍利。
Okay, it was a person who Vaggamudha monks. Vaggamudha monks. They are not famous monks. They just happened that they did it. This offense.
哦。然后那个因为那个导致犯罪这些人是那个破旧和犯是朱比丘，那朱比库。
And then the vattu between the object was that they are boasting about Uttarimana Sadamas. And they will tell the lay people. So, and they will tell also not only about themselves, they will tell about the other people also.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the bhikkhu so-and-so who walks like that,
mm-hmm.
he wears his robe, has his bowl,
mm-hmm.
he is an arahat. So, and then I made an agreement
mm-hmm.
so that you tell about me, nah, I tell about you.
mm-hmm.
So, and then if people ask,
mm-hmm.
I will tell them, I will praise you, and so you praise me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you praise me that I have attained Sotapanna, and I will tell that you have attained Sagatagar.
Mm-hmm.
So then they made agreement between each other to tell lies.
他说，这个地方是指那个说那个对居士是说那个虚假杀人法。然后他们这些比库，他们说虚假杀人法，不仅仅说自己虚假杀人法，他们还是那个约好的互相说杀人法。比方说一个比库，一个比库对居士说，另外一个比库因这正都是错过。然后被他说那个比库又反过来说这个比库那个对反过来对居士说这个比库正都是二过，以这种方式和那个。提前约好，互相说虚假上约
好。哦，按照这个的话，引申一个问题啊。我不说自己的上约法，我对你说，哎，那个人得了什么什么，这是妄语还是妄语？
你的动机？
什么？
你的动机？
动机那个供养呀。
可是你是为了你自己供养，还是为了他的供养？为他的供养。
对对对。
So he is asking that, for example, if he is good, attempt of another bhikkhu with the intention of getting dhanas for the other bhikkhu. Is it parajika or not?
Yes, now the way they did actually, it is not parajika, it's tulaja, you will see this. But they started doing like that. And then lay people, now if I tell, for example, about him, to the lay people, he attained jhana. So then people really fascinated. And they go to him and tell, but they really attend. They tell, yes, yes. So that is the time if you can paradigm.
Okay.
If I tell like that, I feel come to Lodge. I call, I know it is a lie. So, and then if they tell him, he tells, yes, yes. So then it becomes paradigm.
他说你像你这个事儿是他只是宿醉，他不是把他拉进来。但是你这样和人说了以后，那个就是他会去找那个人，真正的那个什么？他说是那我这真正的。他就变成把他拉进来。
他如果不问，直接说，我有些人不会问，他直接就供养，他这算把他什么？就是不问你解决。
那个跟那个人没关系，就是你自己犯宿醉。
纯粹而已。
对，宿醉。
那个人他只什么都没说，那没关系。然后他跟他没关系，因为他什么都没干。但是他接受供养了。
他接受供养，他跟你有约定吗？
如果有约定跟没有约定有区别吗？
我觉得应该是有点区别。
就好比一个寺院里面就三四个人，很少有人来，正好我们串通一下。但是你不要说，我就说你一个人全部供养你就可以。
你想问哪种情况？是先你想问有约定的情况，还是没有约定的情况？
对，如果有约定，什么是巴拉提卡还是出罪？如果没有约定，是出罪而已。
Okay, so he's asking that the one who instigates the lay people to offer to another bhikkhu is actually committed a tulasaya. But if the other bhikkhu beforehand he conspired with that bhikkhu to start a whole story and get done. So what is the offense of the other bhikkhu?
Yes, we'll see this because now you see there are cases about dukkhatas, no? There are dukkhatas, how to, there are dukkhata offense for that. Mm-hmm. We'll see cases about that. Mm-hmm. We have not come to that because you are still working it out.
Okay,
there are cases like that. Examples, we'll give examples how to fall in tulachaya, how to fall in dukkhata.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
他说我先讲，然后我们会第一个大家一起讲这个案例。
So then, now regarding this practice of telling lies about one's own attainments and wanting to get material gains, the Buddha tells that the person who does like that, it is mahachoro. It is it's called a big thief. A big robber.
Yes.
So then.
That I also put into the Vinaya note. That part I also put into the Vinaya note, what the Buddha said about the five kinds of Mahachora.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, so they can read.
Can you remember all this story? You can tell them about Mahachora.
And you can see that. 佛陀把那个世间那个大贼，大家可以看那个我那个戒律考试大纲，戒律考试大纲那个第四巴拉吉高最后一个自然段，用翻译自己，就是佛陀怎么说这个往生上法那个。
黄色的那个。
对对对，因为那个不是英文版有，我在网上学。
哦。So then. Now, Panyati, regarding Panyati, it is Yopana Piku Manusavikahan Jivita Pol, excuse me, Yopana Piku Anabhijanu Dari Manusadaman Atu Panayakan. That is the first Panyati which the Buddha put the formulation and prohibited these monks to tell lies about superhuman states. And this is also sadharana panyati, is common with bhikkhunis. Okay, and then we have anupanyati is anyatra dimana, except if there is exaggeration. Excuse me, overestimation.
This part I have told you just now.
Okay. Now, regarding commanding, it is without command. If you command the other bhikkhu, if If they are command the other bhikkhu, you go and tell lie about yourself that you have attained jhanas and so forth, and that you, it's called, you as a commander, you don't fall it on your friends.
The bhikkhu who falls, who tells about himself
that he has attained the jhanas, so he falls on offense.
The commander does not fall into any offense. The commander does not fall into any offense, or he simply he does not fall into parajika.
He doesn't parajika. He doesn't fall parajika.
Okay, okay. 那个他说这二阶教就是非命令者，因为他是比方说你命令一个比库，说你我说自己上人法，那你自己是不会成为parajika。反正
你自己是怎么回事？
比方说你命令那个他妄说自己上人法，然后他妄说自己上人法了，他自己变成parajika，你不是parajika。
啊，还有你说刚才那个问题，
对，
可以问吗？
你说，
就是刚才那个，如果是后来有人就是问那个比丘库，你是就是你是否有上人法的事，如果那个比丘库承认了，他有上人法，那为什么 A 比库是巴利斯卡？
不是 ，B 比库是巴利斯卡 ，A 比库是粗碎。
B 比库是啊，你是说妄想 B 比库妄想上人法是吗？
对。
So, example is, bhikkhu comes to a monk and tells Bandi, it's called difficult to get a good bowl. My ropes are very bad, and so what, they've been torn out. How to get these things? And so what, and to get a good lodging, to get some good, it's called tablet and all this. So, and that monk tells him, oh, it's easy. You go and tell the people, I will have jhanas, I will become like that, sahi powers, then you'll get this. And that monk goes and tells to impress the people. It's called, I am a great meditator, and so forth. And all these things with that. Then this is how the monk who advised him to do so, he doesn't fall into parajika. But the other man who tells the people the lie, he falls into parajika.
这个比较现实的例子，比方说一个比库就那个跑去跟另外一个比库说你看我现在这个衣服也破了，然后这个波也不是很好，然后我需要点好吃的，或者说我需要个平板电脑，这样的东西。然后另外一个比库说，你想得到这个东西很简单，你去跟就是说一说，说你自己已经正得神通了，正得禅了，说自己这个非常那个。说自己强有多么的好，然后就及时为供养，然后这个比库就那样说，那给他建议这个比库，他是不会犯巴拉西伽，但是真是那样说的那个比库，他会犯巴拉西伽。
Therefore, he is Mahachoro. He is a big thief because he steals things from people by cheating them, by deceiving them.
犯这种巴拉西伽的比库，他是世间的大贼，因为他是。通过欺骗，从居士那里获得自居。
So then, now we'll see about the offenses. Now in this, Uttari Munusu, they are not dukkhatas, no? Only tulachayas. Yeah, they are not dukkhatas. Alright. They are parajika, we understood parajika, but tulachayas, let me see.
这是他刚问那个问题，就是为了给别人获得利益，然后这是张老师他是这样的案例，他后面会讲，就集中讲这个案例，那个他现在还暂时先不讲，他那个
恶作是吗？
好像是宿醉，这个第四八大阶段是没有恶作的，只有宿醉。
Now, parajika, it is clear how to fall into parajika. I will explain one more. Now, let's see a bhikkhu goes and tells to a human being, as called, it should be Subhyam Himi, not an a deva or like that. Mm-hmm. It should be a human being. Mm-hmm. That I have attained first jhana. Mm-hmm. He knows it is a lie. Mm-hmm. He has never attained it. Mm-hmm. So then, and that human being, mm-hmm. In that moment or within a short time, mm-hmm. he understands that this bhikkhu is a jhana labhi. He attained the jhana. He is an arya. He is a noble person. So, whatever case and so forth, he understands it. Mm-hmm. So that is why that bhikkhu falls into parajaya. Mm-hmm. But if the other, the human being does not understand, does not know this, mm-hmm. it is tulache.
Mm-hmm. I refer to that page.
But there are dukkhas, no? Yeah, there are dukkhas. He in the Satadasagara, the dukkha is not mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, okay, okay. Later I will see. Now, yeah.
Okay.
So now, if the bhikkhu who wants to tell lies, he uses indirect speech.
Mm-hmm.
Indirect speech. Mm-hmm. And tells, whoever lives in your monastery,
mm-hmm.
so that bhikkhu has attained the first jhana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or the bhikkhu who carries this kind of keys,
mm-hmm.
carries this ball with his back ball,
mm-hmm.
Red back ball, and he wears this kind of slippers. So then, and he has this kind of way of walking.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who attained the jhana.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning himself. It is indirectly.
Okay.
So the other person understands, who is this bhikkhu? Oh, right, right. He is the slippers. Okay, he is the rope. Ah, he is the ball. Ah, he is the jhana lab. He understands this. This tulachaya, because that bhikkhu told it indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
然后比方说间接的方式来表达那个圣灵屋，他往上山上，比方说那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个 出罪。
So then, if the other person does not know, it is good.
嗯，然后如果那个人他们没有理解的话，你犯这个恶作，不好意思啊，他那个这个地方疑惑读错说里边有个恶作，但是那个这里考试大纲里他说没有恶作，实际上应该那个疑惑读错来是有恶作。
So,
你的问题是什么？
我想问一个，我说我比如说有一个人就是快要就是病逝了，就是说我为了想让他获得一些就是说死前那个善意啊，就是说那个然后我跟你说某一个禅师是就是说有比较高的境界，你去供养他，然后你就说可能会通往善趣，说我是为了他，我说你供养多少无所谓，哪怕供养一个牙刷，这种信息算什么？并不是为了让那个班迪获得利益，而是为了他死的时候临终的时候能获得那个善意。
So he's telling that suppose one lay person is going to die, is dying on his bed. One lay person is dying on his bed.
Who is the person?
Layperson is dying on his bed. So one bhikkhu is thinking that I should let this layperson accumulate some posam karma before his death. Thinking that I should let this layperson accumulate some posam karma before his death. So with that kind of intention, he he told that lay person, oh, such and such monk, he has attained what's called Magapada. So if you offer something to him, you can get some very good karma, and you can get very good rebirth, something like that. So, and this is actually a false claim. So
monk, who is the monk?
他说你认的禅师是他自己的，还是说是另外一个？不是自己是吧？
对。
Another monk.
So if it is about another monk and so forth, it is Pachitya, Pachitya, it is
Pachitya.
I don't know. It does not mention things like that, but it can be to mislead somebody, no? Can be Pachitya offense, because now this is about oneself, no?
Mm-hmm.
Atupanaika. Atupanaika is regarding oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So if he tells lies about others and so forth, mm-hmm. can be Pachitya offense.
So if that is, so if that claim is true, then it is also the Pachitya.
Claim means that the other people who attend Magapala.
Yes, it is true. Which is a true claim. Then it is.
But this is another Pachitya.
Yes, it is another Pachitya.
The
Buddha Roshan.
Buddha Roshan.
Buddha Roshan. 那是对未受具戒者那个说十有上人法是巴吉利亚第八禅。对。你查那个巴基利亚第八条，对未受记者说是有上人法。
明白。
所以呢，Now here it says one case in the Minor Notes derived offenses. A bhikkhu who means to lay a false claim to higher human state, but lays claim to another, not being alert to what he is saying is tulacha. Yes, okay. That can be also a case. Now, you see, now, for example, a bhikkhu tells, I think there is a story about that in the Parajika Pali.
Mm-hmm.
A bhikkhu who tells that, I attend second jhana, but he means to tell lies about the third jhana. And he, instead of telling first, he tells second.
Mm-hmm.
That's called. And later, he understood it was wrong that he told second, it should be first.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that case now, he falls not into parajika, he falls into offense, into tulachaya.
比如说有这种情况，一个比库他那个他本来他是打算妄想上人法，然后他妄想上人法，他想说我认得了出尘，但是当时那个说的时候出现口误，他本来打算说出尘，结果他说了二尘，然后这个情况只是那个粗罪。
Okay, these are the cases where these tulachas can take place and the dukkhatas can take place.
Mm-hmm.
There is one dukkhata one.
Mm-hmm. 然后，所以说那个十七要素分析表里边，它那个过分，它那个可是当然有点错误，它应该是巴拉提嘎粗罪和恶作，三个都有。
Mm-hmm. Regarding the non offenses.、
Mm-hmm.
If we go and see the Sattata Sakara,
mm-hmm.
let me see, what is that? No offenses, no? Adima, Asila Vipati. No offenses. No offenses, overestimation, Adimana.
Mm-hmm.
And,
No intention.
When one has no intention to boast oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Means one no ashkol. And for met monks and also for the first doers.
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally means, according to the Kankavadin, anulapana dipaya. One has no intention to boast.
Mm-hmm.
To boast. Oneself, so well, that is no offense.
嗯，然后那个，张老师这个地方无罪，他说这个地方无罪的那个有这么几种，就是那个，一增三慢者，无疑妄语者， 痴狂痴狂心量痴狂心量通道者以及触犯者，然后他那这张扬这个地方无意妄语者是指他是没有吹嘘自己的意图，而是说妄语。
那一真善慢者这个怎么理解？
嗯，
一真善慢是什么意思啊？
一真善慢就是过高估计自己善，就是你当时其实你没有真的生，你没有真的出禅，但是你自己以为这自己真的出禅。
这是过高估计的意思。
对，过高估计的意思。
我怎么理解成那个什么？就是说两个人争执起来的时候。哦，我就比你强，然后你说你这样一场，我这样四场。
这个不是增上慢，这不是增上慢，这个是慢，而且这个是慢，这不是增上慢，所以。
我不太清楚。
So because his own understanding of Arimana, so he thinks that Arimana is something like this. So you said you attained Scott first time, then.In order to show that I'm better than you, then I should say something that I have attained second jhana. Something like that. This is called Arimana, according to him.
No. It's not like Tokubit. But if it is like, you see, now, Arimana is, your overestimate is, you don't want to have the intention to tell lies.
Uh-huh.
You had an illusion.
Uh-huh.
It's an illusion.
Uh-huh.
You had an illusion that something happened to you, you attained something, while you have not attained it.
Uh-huh.
Or overestimate means also, that means you have seen a light,
mm-hmm.
and you think, ah, this might be jhana, while it is not.
Mm-hmm.
You misinterpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to, you don't think to lie. It is because you have a wrong idea what that attainment is.
他说的这个在上面是自己成就一种过高的估计，然后它跟妄语的动机没有任何关系，它是它本质上一种错觉。比方说你他那个举个例子，就是你在神游当中看到了光，然后你把这光解释成出禅，你以为你见的完全是真的出禅了。但这个东西是你对这个出禅一种错误的理解，一种错，或者说是你对这个光的一种错觉，但是跟妄语没有任何关系。
That is common. Meditators, even the Buddha's time, there were meditators who will come to the Buddha and tell Bande, I have attained arahatship in front of the Buddha. So there is a Sutta in Majjhima Nikaya who tells about the story of after the rainy season, how many monks arrived to the Buddha and declared arahatship in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
One day I have a very good meditation, I attained arahatship.
Mm-hmm.
And then one monk goes, and the next comes, and again goes, tells like that, again comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there goes one monk behind the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
After all monks left, he asked the Buddha, one day, now all these monks who come, who came, and told you like that, did all of them attain arahatship? Or some attain it, some did not attain it? And then the Buddha replied, some attained arahatship, some did not attain. They overestimated, the Buddha did, they overestimated their attainment.
He said, in the Zhongbu, there is a Buddhist.就是讲有一年的语言剧之后呢，那个学德比库去见佛，然后说那个都飞行说我们这已经证得阿拉汉果，然后这当时这比库离开之后呢，就是当时有一个比库站在佛陀身后，然后他也看到这些比库自称自己证得阿拉汉果，他就问佛陀说佛陀这些人自称自己证得阿拉汉果，他真的证得阿拉汉果了吗？然后佛陀说其实他们这些人里边有一些人证得阿拉汉果了。有一些人没有整到了，而这就是增上慢的一个例子。
So and nowadays also you have this overestimation by monks who go in meditation center, they attend something and then they think they attend jhanas or they attend magapalas. Or in Thailand also, as called, if they attend something, they are not supposed to attend sotapanna sakadagamana. Eventually they go arhats.They may not become arhats if they attain something extraordinary. There is no intermediate state, as called, you have to attain. Sotapanna, Sakadagamanagami, immediately if you, something extraordinary attain, as called, experience, that immediately interpret is arhats.
他说现在像这种自上慢行啊，非也是非常自上慢这种现象非常普遍，就是有很多那个人，很多人到成游里边就正得一点境界，然后就说自己那个什么真的到果了。他说尤其是在泰国，尤其泰国的情况，他说有一种趋势，就是说他挣得一点什么东西，他就说自己是反而是挣得阿拉汉果了，就是甚至不说出五二五三果。 只要真的圆满了，就肯定是真的阿拉汉了。
但是这个信息被我证实了，我看过好多人的自传，确实如此。
So and there is a Buddhist channel in Thailand. So then and they show it starts, it opens like from the Achanman and all these monks, the arahats, big arahats in Thailand. Achanman, Achancha, Mahabua, and then it's called. And there was one monk, his name was Yantra.
Yantra, okay.
Yantra, one monk. And one, there was one other monk, I can't remember his name, foreign monk. Mm-hmm. Foreign monk, he was arahat.
Mm-hmm.
So then, now, and we know the story about Yantra, mm-hmm. this story about Yantra, and I will explain, you can tell. So this monk Yantra became very famous. More famous than Achancha. He was traveling all over the world. Many crowds would follow him. That's called. And Ali Meli, they caught him to have sex on the goods with some woman, somehow in Australia.
That's, New Zealand?
Huh?
I think it's in New Zealand.
You know this?
Okay.
You know better than New Zealand, and that woman become pregnant, and then she got a child from him, and all these things. And then the doctors want to examine him about his DNA, and they want to get blood from him to prove that he is a father of the child, and she refused. You are shedding the blood of an arahat. That is a beta kusala kamma.
He said that this is a very good thing. 然后警方那个就是那个要查他 DNA， 看他是不是这个孩子的父亲。然后这阿塔拉说：“你们不能出阿拉汉身上血，你们要是查了阿拉汉出血，这个是就造很大的恶业。”然后拒绝验血查 DNA。
阿拉汉谁
啊？阿江，杨塔拉，阿江杨塔拉。
So then, I heard the story that Ali Meli, the Sangha committee in Thailand, because they have a lot of proof, evidence, that he actually committed sexual intercourse, they forced him to disrobe. They forced him to disrobe. They put him just one, lay clothes, I don't know. And then, he Ali Meli left from Thailand, went to the United States, got a vehicle. He had no driving license. He got a vehicle, got with his other monks together in the vehicle. He had an accident. Some of the monks died, some they had been paralyzed because of injuries. So, and that is why actually this arahat Ali Meli in the Buddhist channel, they never appeared again. They cancelled him from the Buddhist channel.
他说那个，后来因为那个泰国那个僧协法院，那个僧协委员和那个僧协法院掌握了很多证据，说这个人他确实干了这些事儿，然后强迫他还俗，然后但是他拒绝还俗，然后他离开泰国，然后去了美国，然后他在美国买了辆车，然后和他几个朋友吹开车出了车祸，但是他没有被撞死，但撞成重伤了，然后后来泰国的那个菲尔芬德尔再也不提这个人了，是这样。他说这就是一个故事，就是还是一个自称阿拉汉的人，怎样从佛教世界中把自己名字消失的。
So there was another monk also in the channel, he was the abbot of the monastery where Venerable Brahma Vansu lives today.
Australian monastery.
Australian monastery.
Australian monastery. Okay.
His name Jo. I don't know what's his name. Jyotika. I don't know. Something like it.
Okay.
So then, and he also was supposed to be arahat, and the Buddhist channel also will show him from Achan Man, Achan Mahabhu. Then the Jyotika. I can't remember his name. So something like that. He also appeared. He was very skillful to give Dhamma talks in Thai. I don't know. People tell like that. I never heard him. His Dhamma talks. So then many people regard him as an arahat. Now he also thought, he's starting to think that he's an arahat. But later on, he became so famous. So then and, one Thai lady who was living in the United States, she was so rich and so pretty. she fell in love with him. In love with his Jyotika. The name is not sure, but anyway. So then, and she started approaching him, meeting him all the time. Then she told him that, Pandi, if you marry me, I will give you all my riches. She was a billionaire, I don't know, Thai lady. So I will give you all my riches. And that clicked in that mind of Jyotika. From that time on, he could not sleep well. All his thoughts starting come in his mind. So if I marry her, I will get her riches. And that disturbed his mind. Distracted his mind. He could not concentrate well. And then he started having problems. So how to tell the community that he wants to disrobe. He started thinking how to disrobe, to become a layman. So to marry that pretty Thai lady. So then and he could not overcome the kilesa. Raga arose in him. And he tried to meditate this method, the other method. Still, the kilesa could not eradicate it. And then he went to Pauk Sendo also. To Pauk Sendo to practice under Pauk Sayado four elements meditation. So he tried, still the kilesa could not be eradicated. So, and then he gave up with meditation, then he conducted psychiatrist.
Okay.
So, and the psychiatrist gave him some medication, still that medication did not work. And then ultimately the psychiatrist told him, look, this, you should not suppress your kilesas. It is not normal. It's not good. Let your kilesas come. It's natural. This is natural thing. Kilesa is natural. It means your lust is natural thing. You should, if you suppress it, you'll feel more, it's called, stressful. You don't, it's called, suppress it. Just leave it. And then he left it. He left the kilesa, and then the kilesa came up in his mind, and ultimately he disrobed. He went married that, Thai lady. So, and he was living in Selema. 1 year passed. After 1 year, that Thai lady got a brain tumor. And she died.
Okay.
And then what happened with him, I don't know. Now he's still layman. I've never heard about him. He was actually the abbot of Brahmavatsu monastery. And Brahmavatsu was living under him.
Okay.
He was the most senior monk in that monastery.
Okay. 然后他说这个他说以前有一位西方比丘曾经在那个也是泰语寺泰国传承的然后他曾经在阿姜布拉姆那个寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙寺庙 然后那个很多人认为他是阿拉汉，然后他因为很多人认为他是阿拉汉，他自己慢慢也觉得自己是阿拉汉。然后那个泰国佛教频道也把那个讲阿拉汉的故事的时候，就把那个什么阿江满、阿江禅、阿江摩诃布啊，后面不他也排上去了。然后后来他变得非常著名。后来有一个很漂亮的泰裔美国女人，那个去听那个，然后也非常有钱，然后就被这个比目给迷上了，然后就非常想和他结婚，然后拼命接近他，然后还去和他说那个尊者，你要和我结婚的话，这个我所有的财富都是你。 然后送走之后，这个鼻哥起来烦恼，然后他就睡不好觉，然后整天想着怎样才能体面的让自己还俗。然后他怎么也没办法克服这个烦恼，然后他试各种禅修方法，让自己克服这种烦恼。然后他也试了八卦方法，然后他曾经去八卦禅师找过八卦西雅图，修那个四界分别观，但是也没起到什么作用。然后禅修不起作用之后，他又找那个精神病医生，然后那个精神病医生给一开始给开些药，然后他吃这些药以后也不是很管用。然后精神病医生就这么跟他说，他说你这个性这个事，这正常人应该有欲望，你不应该压抑他，你越压抑他越冲进去，因为这是正自然的欲望，所以你不应该压抑他。然后他就听了这个精神病医生的话，他就不压抑，然后他就欢速跟那个女人结婚了。然后后来那个就过了一年之后，那个女人得了脑癌去世，脑瘤去世，然后这个人一直做居士，然后好像再也没有回到僧团那样。
So now he is no more in Buddhism。
当然，泰国那佛教频道再也不播这个消息了。
Now in this Buddhist channel, if they show only arahats, never sotapannas, never sotakadagamis, never anagamis.
这个挺泰国佛教频道宣传的人都是阿拉罕，从来没有出过二果三果。
In Thailand is common. It's common in the world if some monk excel something.Immediately he has to be arahat. He can't be sotapanna, he can't be sotakadagamis.
这泰国很常见的就是一个比丘，他 说自己证的是什么东西，然后大家马上说他是那个阿拉罕，不可能是出过二果三果。
So then, now in Sri Lanka, all of those are cases. There is a story of an arahat in Sri Lanka. He was living in a monastery, and.Many people who run to worship him because now he was so mindful about his movements. Whatever he did, touching the, for example, the cup, he would do it slowly, lift the cup, put it mindfully down, so forth. So, arahat. So if he was walking, he was going very slowly, everything. People, sadhu, worship. So then the crowds of people arrive and so forth at the monastery. So his name also spread and so forth. And then there are also other monks in the monastery. They are not arahats. They are putujanas. So therefore now lay people thought, we must help these monks, the other putujana monks. Therefore they invited them, these putujana monks,to go to the mortuary, where they cut the bodies, uh-huh. in Colombo. Uh-huh. So these monks can also practice some asubha meditation or like that too. It's called, they also can become arahats, like asubha meditation, I don't know. So and then they invited them to come to the van, to bring them to Colombo to the mortuary. So now these monks, they accepted. Okay, let's go. But the lay people did not invite the arahat because they thought he does not need to go to the mortuary because he is on the arahat, he destroys all his kilesas. He is useless to invite him. So did not invite him. But when the van arrived, this monk thought, it's not good, no, we must tell. We must tell this arahat where we are going because you will be alone. We must tell him where we are going. So, and then they went and told him one day we've been invited to go to the mortuary, that we're missing, we'll be alone in the monastery for a few hours, okay. So then, and the one monk told him, but if Bande likes to come with us, he can come with us, also to see how the bodies are cut and so forth. It is good for a super meditation. Right?
The bodhisattva?
For a super meditation.
What is the word you use? The bodhisattva?
No, it is... It is, if you also come with us, it is good.
Yes, but...
For asubha meditation.
Oh, yes, but what is that?
No, bodhisattva, I didn't know that, bodhisattva.
Oh,
okay. So it is putujanas, yeah, putujanas.
Okay.
So then, and that monk told, okay, I also come. Maybe because if he will tell now I don't come, maybe the other monks will think, oh, he's afraid to come. So then, therefore he told, oh, I also come. And then they went together with the van in the mortuary. So, and then they went inside the room when the surgeon, they cut the body, no? So, and they're starting with the knives, pop, pop, cutting the body, the brain, the bowels, everything. So, everybody now was looking. And this monk, while looking, he fainted. He fainted. And the other monks have to cut him out of the skull to give him something to drink, to breathe in. And he was short of breath. Dharatman. So then, and after they returning back to the monastery, and that monk starting now doubting, how is that possible? How is it I fainted? Maybe I'm not an arhat. So, and then from that day on, he gave up the idea that he's an arhat.
然后人们都认为他是阿拉汉的，那个人很多人来礼敬他，为什么呢？因为这个平时做事不管什么动作都充满了正念，非常缓慢，非常优雅，然后那个动作非常慢，非常优雅，然后走路也非常悠扬，非常非常缓慢。然后人们就认为那个阿拉汉。 认为他这个阿拉汉，但是不过呢，不过他那个寺院其他比库都好像都没有证的什么果，都是凡夫，所以那个就是想，我怎么样这凡夫比库也这能证到阿拉汉？所以那个就那个提出个邀请，说让这寺院这凡夫比库那个去趟克伦布一个医院那个解剖室，就是解剖尸体那地方，那个去看看尸体解剖。 然后这番夫比库想着我们都去了，不阿拉汉不这阿拉汉这个寺庙里不太好，人也没人照顾他。然后我们得先跟他说一声。然后那个然后再去跟那个阿拉汉说，那个那个是那个尊者，我们都去了，这样的寺院没人照顾你。你想不想和我们一起去？然后那个然后这个阿拉汉想，要是如果我不去的话，那显得我好像还怕尸体解剖一样。然后他就去了，就跟这些人一起去了。然后。 然后他就去看那个去医院，有人看尸体以后，这儿看着看着哈，这个阿拉汉开始喘气，然后喘气，他晕倒了，看到尸体以后，他晕倒了。然后因为这个事儿，就阿拉汉回到寺庙那边想，我如果是阿拉汉，我怎么会害怕这个尸体？然后就开始产生怀疑，然后后来自己放弃，我是阿拉汉就这种说法了。
三十二生不那么修道的，
你问。
那个大波涅槃经啊，我忘了那个经名。然后佛如果你负责就是弘法的神通来讲的话，说啊，诸阿罗汉菩萨，你就看看，就说这佛陀的所有戒律，他都不违反。然后这有这是就是可能是就是正出误。所以我说，如果要是有比库违反了哪怕小小的戒律，可不可以说？
他连出我也不是。这个你可以看《伊惑多托里边》那个，《伊惑多托里边》解释第五条僧团里边，它里边讲那个无心加阿拉汉是有可能犯的。你可以看那个《伊惑多托里边》有第五条僧团作为那个，你他就说，
如果一个比库连所就是说一点戒律的知识都没有的话，可以说他是圣人。
甚至基本的戒律知识都不懂。我建议你看《伊惑多托》，《伊惑多托》是这么讲的。So he's telling that in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, Lord Buddha tells that this only I'm paraphrasing from him because
he does what?
He tells that in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, Lord Buddha says that if a bhikkhu, if you have seen the bhikkhu whenever breaks any precept laid down by the Buddha, then you may think that he might be a sotapanna. So he's telling that, according to this, can we say that if a bhikkhu deliberately, not deliberately, if a bhikkhu who breaks any precepts that has been laid down by the Buddha, then we can say he cannot be a real bhikkhu. Can we tell like that, he said.
No, he tells a bhikkhu who breaks the rule who the Buddha let down, He
cannot be Arya Bhukala, according to him.
Not Arya Bhukala, it is... he cannot be a disciple of the Buddha. He can't be a disciple of the Buddha.
Uh-huh.
He is not a Buddha's disciple.
But this means that
not about Arya Bhukala, I don't know. He is not a disciple of the Buddha.
But this is about deliberately.
Of course, deliberately breaking the rules. He is not a disciple of the Buddha. Savaku. It's not Arya Savaku. Savaku.
他说，那个张老师根据他的那个大半经翻译里面说的，不是圣者，而是说的不是佛陀弟子。 不是，他不是佛陀弟子，不是的，不是。而且那个地方，二月张老师那个地方翻译的只是故意翻译。对。
You can check, I don't know. You can show the passage.
他说你要想想把这个问题接着问的话，你可以把那个大半经翻译软件画那个呢，给大家看。我问一下，天人、鬼、天界跟地狱，如果一个人说的话，这些算上了吗？
你说是对一个天人说说自己算上了？他对一个，我看到天界了，看到天人了，看到鬼了，看到地狱了。哦。他瞎说的，这个算上了吧？还是吹牛？就是妄语而已。说自己看到天界了，说自己看到恶鬼，说自己看到地狱。这是上人吧？因为上人吧里面没有这些东西。好像是包括在天，好像是包括天眼里边。我可以问一下。So he's asking that if a bhikkhu claimed that I have seen the Devaloka, Petaloka, and all the other apayas, like hell and something. So if this claim is false and with an evil intention, so does this become incurs of a particular offense or not?
Yeah, because it is Uttarimanasadamana.
This is Uttarimanasadamana.
It is claiming about Uttarimanasadamana.
This is also Uttarimanasadamana.
Yeah, Uttarimanasadamana.
And under which item?
Sahi powers.
Sahi powers.
Idi powers.
Idi powers. Okay, okay. 他说这已经属于杀人犯。但是不是四梵住已经看得到了吗？四梵住？对，四梵住修持的时候，有些修行者就可以看到鬼啊、天人这些东西。 他不一定要有天眼才能看得到。你但是他看到这东西，最起码要有禅那，我觉得。
对，是有禅那。
禅那就已经是杀人法了。啊？禅那就已经是杀人法了。因为你实际上，实际上讲过的问题，凡是有神通，你就是你宣称自己有，张老昨天讲过，就是凡是宣称自己有神通，实际上你等于宣称我自己已经有禅那或者三摩地了。
如果这个人的业报呢？
业报。
对，跟禅那什么都没关系。
So he's telling that, so for example, this person didn't gain this kind of psychic power through meditation, but through his karma, previous karma, that he's born with this kind of power.
To see Devalok?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is any report in the politics or somehow who had born like that with Sahi, to have Sahi powers to see Devaloka?
He said, you
没有任何原因是吗？你的业报，不一定非要生下来的时候，但是反正不是通过禅修。对，肯定不是通过禅修。能知道你家里什么丢了，或者说你家里为什么要报复，就是说出厄运什么的。So
he's telling that not necessarily at the time of birth, but at any random time of his life. He suddenly got this kind of psychic power without doing meditation.
I'm asking, is there any report in somehow which such person can do such things to see the Devaloka?
In the Pali Canon.
In the Pali Canon or in the human history like that?
他说你们是在巴黎三藏里边，还是说在其他一些什么书里边看到这样的意思？我家邻居。你家邻居亲眼看到？不是，就是我妈说的。
这个先撇开，我的意思是说，这四样东西不是通过禅那得到看到的话，说的话，被另外一个比丘误以为，因为我们比丘。 不生不灵，肯定他以为你在修禅，身体本身的一个。
不是，这张老应该理解意思，但是他在向就反过来问你，你有看到这样的报告吗？是在你在什么地方看到这报告？是巴黎三藏还是三藏什么书？你先回答张老的问题。
什么？
就是说你这些案例是在那个巴黎三藏里边看到的，还是说是在那个其他本上那个其他什么书里边你看到说其他有这就是不通过禅修然后直接获得这种能力的，这种报告你是在什么地方见到的？他就张老
没有，我碰到过，就是大概脑子有问题，脑子有问题的，就是有点精神压力大了，他会跟别人说我看到什么什么什么，这个有，但是我的意思是说，修行修到后面，不排除这种可能，但是说这种。说出去的话会不会误以为人家说你是上人法，把你比库身份给抹掉了？
别人是不能抹掉你比库身份，
就是说跟圣禅说他妄称上人法呀，明白？你明白我的意思？
我知道，但即使那样，即使圣禅也不能抹掉你的比库身份，谁能抹掉你的比库身份？
我断头罪吗？
断头罪是这个就是不是说圣禅说你是断头罪，你就是断头罪。你自己认为你东西是那个东西，你他就说他最多是把你说出来的僧团，然后你可以去别的僧团。那别的僧团如果不承认你是断头罪，那你就不是断头罪。是。
是武涛讲的，这是武涛讲的，是更多的。
那 his 你能把你的这个问题重复一遍，我可以再帮你确认一下，好吧？
如果一个人说到后面了，
对。说去到后面，
对，去到后面，其实他其实脑子已经有个问题了，
脑子有问题了，
跟别的比不说，看到什么什么什么什么，就乱说了已经，
对
吧？
对对
对，这就妄说三人法，但是这四样东西是不是妄说三人法的一个？他算是妄说三人法，还是就是把他判别不成？
你首先他在里边是无罪的，他那个吃光现在者无罪的，对吧？
让别的比库认为他还是普通人，还是正常的。
啊，为了让他是正常的。
对，被别人误以为他修到很高境界了，就好比说，哦，你是阿拉汉，阿拉汉，哦，我这一生是阿拉汉，就这种感觉了，已经是，哦，你有天眼通，我有天眼通，我有天眼通，这种自我催眠了，已经，这算是妄说三藏，还是就是把他归在神经病里？
他自己都以为自己是阿拉汉果了，是吧？
不是，自己以为自己能力已经肯定是能看到这些。但修得很好了，
那不就已经增上慢了吗？
就是瞎说了，就不
就你只要你自己是你，不管你实际有没有能力，只要你自己认为是那样，那就已经是增上慢了，对不对？增上慢就是无罪嘛，对不对 ？So he's telling some cases about Adimana. So for example, if Adimana. So he's telling that so for example, some bhikkhu by some practice he attained something.But all the other people starting to have all the other people that surrounding him started to overestimate his attainment. So finally, it has become some kind of self hypnosis means everybody is telling you like that, and you keep telling yourself like that, and finally you believe like that. It's like hypnosis. So then.So then I told him, this is a case of Adimana.
Adimana?
Yes, Adimana.
Yes.
Zenshaman.
So, but if he used this kind of Adimana in order to, as called, he knows this cannot be true, but he tells other people, yes, I'm this, I'm that.Because people tell it, and he does not want actually to tell the truth. So he hides the truth, and he abuses this in order to get material gains from the people. That is why actually he can become parasitic.
但是他如果说他知道他自己心灵状态根本没有达到，他心里明明知道，那个自己心灵状态没有达到别人给的善财那个状态。然后他那个，但是那个所以他也不拒绝别人对他那个什么那个对他这种认证，然后那个他那个、然后他的动机是然后获得名闻利养，那这个也是巴拉西卡，他明明知道我这个其实他们说我杀了他，但我不杀了他，但是别人说你那个你杀了他，然后你利用这个东西，那个就是去获得名闻利养，那就是巴拉西卡。
你可以，
就我碰到过这个情况的，别人说我看得到我在跟天人说话。还专门有人跑过来问我嘞，是吧？如果我那时候承认，就白了几个。
你承认动机啊？动机是什么？
他肯定供养我呀！
啊，
你买套尊尊，你已经那个了
哦。
肯定是，那就很危险了，这种动机。
是。So he said that before he himself is what's it called promoted by some people that he has the ability to see develop, and then that person came to ask him, Bhante, do you really have this ability or something? Then he knows he does not have this ability. So he said that if at that time he with the intention to get some material gain from that person, then if he tells a lie, then he will fall into parasite.
Yeah. So then, all right. Now another thing is now that even lay people, they also overestimate other monks. Overestimate.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a story in a sutta in what is it called? Sanyutta Nikaya.
Mm-hmm.
For Pasinadi Kosala, the king Pasinadi Kosala,
uh-huh.
who was very close to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Now once he saw some Jain ascetics and some naked ascetics
mm-hmm.
and some Paripajakas. Paripajakas were very long hair and beard. And necklaces around his hand, and they go walk. Some sadhus like that, like
mm-hmm.
in India, you can find some sadhus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he saw them passing the school. Then he humility put out his sword, he worshipped, put his knee on the ground, worshipped,
mm-hmm.
and he thought, these might be arahats. I should worship him.
Mm-hmm.
And he shouted to them, one day, I am King Pasinadi Kosala and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and after he worshipped, he went to the Buddha, told.
Mm-hmm.
So then, that whatever arahats must be exist in the world,
mm-hmm.
these must be the real arahats. And he told the Buddha that I worship them. It was very good for me to find arahats in the world to worship. So, and then the Buddha told, look, it is very difficult for layman to know who is an arahat, who is not an arahat.
Okay.
And he gave a whole discourse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to the discourse, but I mean now, if a king
mm-hmm.
of a country,
mm-hmm.
okay, he does such things,
mm-hmm.
okay, what do you expect from ordinary people? So he used the word arahat. Now it is in Sanyutta Nikaya.
Mm-hmm.
And he used not for bhikkhus, he used for naked ascetics.
Uh-huh.
They are naked ascetics
mm-hmm.
who smear their body with ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And some they practice all kind of oaths, practices, self-mortification,
mm-hmm.
and Jain ascetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Paripajakas, who have very long hair, or Jatilas, who keep their hair very long,
mm-hmm.
and they tie it on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of a sex, he was worshipping the arahats. I mean, if kings do like that, they have this kind of idea that this might be arahats. What about ordinary people? How easy is for people to overestimate, to exaggerate things?
First, in the Xiangyin book, there is a book, which is about the Chalabu the Bosni Wang. He was on the road, 他说那个裸体外道什么意思大家都知道是吧、
嗯、
然后那个变形外道他说是指那种有点像现在印度教那修士们那个头上一个髻子然后是脸上留个大胡子然后脖子上挂项链这种叫变形外道而那个他说那个然后就波斯年一看那种威仪就非常生意心情然后又铺上礼敬他们把自己建房然后那个把套子上去给他们磕头礼敬然后那个他礼敬完了时候非常欢喜那个因为他礼敬的人都是阿拉汉然后他就那个然后后来他就见佛然后那个就见了佛以后他也是非常欢喜他说佛那就是佛爷那个今天我礼敬了一些修行人而这些修行人如果说这个世界上还有阿拉汉的话那就一定是这些人然后他那个然后那个自我感觉非常好然后佛陀听了以后说你看，这个世界上，对于居士们来说，鉴别阿拉汉是多么难的一件事情。 然后他那个他然后他就讲了就是个那个就一所音乐就讲了一部经，然后那个是张老师这样说，你看这个波斯匿王是一个国家国王，而一个国家国王他才能过估计一个出家人的修行，就更不要说其他那些居士。
别的比库，然后来问我，哎，听者，听说你有某种成就，然后但是实际上，我不想告诉别人，我取得了成就，然后我如果沉默呢，别人会认为我是默认，然后呢，然后我如果说不是呢，我又是虚妄的，那就在这种情况下，那我应该怎么做呢？是适当的。
So he's telling that suppose he has some kind of attainment, which is real, not false one. And then other bhikkhus approach him and ask, oh, Bhante, did you have this kind of attainment or not? But he does not want to tell his own attainment. He doesn't want to tell. Although it is real, he doesn't want to tell. But on such occasion, if he remain silent, then the other bhikkhus will think, oh,By remaining silent, he's actually giving a consent. But if he tells that I don't have this kind of attainment, that is musavara. So on such occasion, how should he behave?
So then, yes, that is, depends on the context. It depends, now, some monks, they don't want to tell. They don't want to tell. Because of, they don't want to advertise themselves, no. They just keep silent, or they make as if they do not notice what the question is. So, and I remember a case with a paroxysm. So then there was one Western monk. While the paroxysm was walking, that Western monk was walking behind paroxysm and asking questions. And then at one point, he asked him the question, if you, Bhante, go to the jhana, how do you reflect the jhana factors? I asked him. If you, Bhante, he used the you, the personal pronoun. If you, Bhante, go to the jhana, how do you reflect the jhana factors? That moment, Paroxysm did not reply.
Okay.
Because it was a personal question. But the formal questions, they were not personal. That's called. That man will ask, that's called, if this happened, the upper happens, what happened next, and so on. The Paroxysm will give replies. But when he is starting asking, when you, Bhante, attend the jhana, how you reflect the jhana factors, Paroxysm did not reply. Keep silent. Because it's a personal question. Paroxysm did not want to tell. So then, in that case now, you can understand whether the paroxysm, it depends how you understand it, okay. Maybe paroxysm did not know, okay, did not know. Or maybe he knew, and he didn't want to reply because he didn't want to tell anything about himself. So therefore, to keep silent, that doesn't mean always that the other person has attained it.
Okay.
Maybe also he does not know. But in the case of Paroxysm, my understanding is that there is no way that he did not know. He did not attain it. So then, but he keeps up. He doesn't want to tell.
他说这个问题是这样，他说你可以假设这个问题你没听见，然后他讲就讲了一个帕奥夏的例子，他说以前那个有一次帕奥夏在行走，帕奥夏在行走，然后有个西方比库斯就站在身后，然后不断问他问题，然后他前面问的几个问题呢，就是都是非个人的问题，就是说如果禅修当中出现了什么情况，我们应该怎么办。然后问着，他又开始问帕奥夏多这么一个问题。他说：“帕奥夏多，如果你入禅的话，你是怎么查禅知的？”然后帕奥夏多就没有回答这个问题，就直接不回答，就保持沉默。 然后那个张老师呢，就是这个，当然他说张老师这一个人保持沉默呢，其实有两种可能，一种是他根本不知道答案，再一种他知道答案他故意不说。他说以张老个人的观点，他认为帕瓦西亚多情况这不应该是他不知道答案，而是因为他知道答案他故意不说。
For now, it is on personal level. For example, if you ask monks on personal level, they might not reply.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? But if you ask him, if one day one practices like that, and what is the next step to go, mm-hmm. how to practice,
mm-hmm.
then Paroxide will reply.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. He knows the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask him personally, if you one day go in that stage, what is the next step you go? He doesn't
reply. 所以说，你说帕瓦西亚多是这样。如果你问他，就如果我们修到这个境界的话，下一步应该怎么干？那下一步应该怎么办？帕瓦西亚多一般都会回答。但是你要是问他，那个尊者，你当你修到这个地方，你下一步怎么办？他就不回答。
So, for now, keeping silent is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong because it has a double meaning. Either the person has attained it, or he does not know. So, and therefore now some meditators they avoid to talk because silence is the best attitude.
他说，所以说那个保持沉默并没有什么错误。然后他说，因为保持沉默有两种意思，一种是你根本那个不知道这个问题答案，另一种就是你故意不说。所以说，那他说也是因为这样一个原因，所以很多善友者他选择保持止语，因为保持沉默在很多事是最好的态度。
So then, but another thing is that if you undo it with evil intentions,、
uh-huh.
okay, so if a layman comes and asks one day that everybody knows that you have attended jhana. So then, and it must be true. Yes, no. So then, and the monk keeps silent. He knows I have not attained it. But now this is a good chance, a good chance for me to get something, some material gain. No? So that if I keep silent, that person will understand. Yes, I have attained it. So if he does with these intentions, of course. By keeping silent itself, as called, with his evil intentions, he can fulfill the factors of Paradigma. And we'll know now, we'll study the factors of Paradigma.
他说，但是有这样一种情况，那个，比如说，那个，你自己没有证到禅堂，但是有些居士过来问你，你看，说尊者，大家都说你证到禅堂，这是肯定是真的吧？然后这个事儿，你自己明明知道没自己没有真的承担，但是心里边想，这个是我先让自己一个好机会。如果然后我那个这个我如果能让这个居士那个相信我真的承担的话，我这个肯定要拿到很多供养。所以你就故意保持沉默。我就想我这么保持沉默，他肯定认为我已经真的承担了。然后以这种想法保持沉默，可以翻巴拉西卡。就是因为你这个你保持什么这个行为，它已经满足了那个范巴拉西的全部条件。
如果不说话，
对，
但是笑呢？
你就是不管你是笑不笑，不管你是微微一笑，还是说是什么表情都没有，只要你是那个东西。
不是我说班定的那个问题
啊，
别人问他，他不想说，他保持默，但不保持默，他在那里笑，这么人家都知道哦，你肯定有了，是不是这种也算回答？笑。
你的意思这也算回答是吗？
对，笑，
如果本来
就那种
啊，
他就算不点头也不保持什么样，笑呢，这算什么？
这什么都不算。So he's asking that in his case, then if he does in his example, that he really has some attainment.And some people came to ask, do you have this attainment or not? And if he remains silent, but he shows a smile, then what will happen?
So if it is real, it's not a problem. And if the other person is a bhikkhu, it's not a problem. But if he is not a bhikkhu, it is like Buddha Rocha. It can be also like a false pachitya offense. That one should not... hint or declare, show that one has attained any attainments or ceremonies of Dhamma to lay people or to someone else.
So he must have this attention to this intention to give the hint. No?
Yes, of course.
他说如果是他这个事儿，他这个如果满足这两条，他这个事儿是真的，然后他确实挣的这个成就了，然后那个他和那个 Levitan 那个人也是个比库，那这个没有任何问题。但是有这个情况，就是说 Levitan 这个人不是比库，Levitan 这个人不是比库，然后他这个确实也是真的，但是 Levitan
这个人不是比库，然后他有暗示的动西，就是说我想跟这个人暗示一下我，不能放犯戒呀，不能对在家里说上人法。对，就是不那个，就是但是他想暗示，他有暗示的动西，然后他微微一笑，他这样微微一笑，然后对方确实理解了，但他还是犯八戒第二。
八戒第二，因为你是有识上人法，实有的上人法，是他真正的上人法。
这个不是不能对在家人说上人法的。
错吗？这是妄动上人法。对，这没有妄动。他举那个例子，实有的上人法。他举那个例子，实有的上人法。实有上人法，如果对为数据解说最高级能犯八戒第一。
八戒第一。
对对。对，心多多。那我还不直接告诉他，
是的，那也是八戒第一。
都一样，你只要有个动机，然后你不管用什么方式，然后对方理解了，都是一样的。
那不说话也是八戒第一。
不是动机，如果你动机就是你看你动机，我还是说看你动机，如果你动机就是不管是用什么方式来告诉他，然后对方理解了，发起的呀。就是刚才我讲的，刚才说的就是，比如说我想说就是那个初禅的这个，比如说我正到，比如说我跟这个比如说我正初禅，结果说成了
二禅，
这个情况反而是初禅，那初禅。那打比方说我觉得这个方式很好，因为反正最初你也不知道，对不对？初禅二禅，二禅我是给他说的更高一点，就二禅比初禅的这个境界更高一点。
不是你那已经不是口误，你那是故意的，你那就已经你本来打算
说一定要
没有信。
那是无，那是无心的口误。就是说你，因为你一旦你一旦你还你是有心说二禅，那就不是有心说出禅，然后有心说二禅，有说出二禅，当然就是一样的吧，大家。一样是妄语的，他一样，我故意的想要说我得了供养。
对，但是你那种出现口误，那就是说你那个行为和你的动机有点区别，你知道吗？就是你就是。
不是口误，我故意说出二禅，我故意我比如说我说我是初禅，
对
吧？我说是初禅，是故意。 你说你这算什么意思？是你已经证得了初禅？
不是证得初禅，
就是我没有证得初禅。又正常让我想跟这些居士面前，说我有初禅，那我跟那比如说我说初禅，但是初禅的境界，仅仅要是初禅的时候，我会把它说成二禅，或者是把初禅的这个境界再往高一点，比如说神通啊，什么什么什么这些东西。那在这种情况下，反正居士他也不知道二禅的意义是什么。他供养八禅了。
你愿望达成了，反而呢，只是犯了次第。不是，你前面那个，你的，就是说你那个，就是说你出禅境界什么样，然后你开始，你要描述出禅的时候，把它故意描述错了，还是描述高一点的，我不管他描述低一点，我把它描述高一点，又有神通啊，又有什么什么，那他精神他也不一定知道。 这肯定不是巴拉西伽，反正这肯定不是巴拉西伽，因为你
所以。
对，因为巴拉西伽是必须直接说自己，哪怕间接说自己都不是巴拉西伽，但是我不是粗嘴还是恶作，我可以帮你问一下。
不管是不是为了利益，他这个情况肯定不是巴拉西伽，但是粗嘴是恶作，我问你。So he's asking that. So for example, if he without any jhana attainments, some people came to ask him that, so Bhante, what is the state of jhana? So he with the intention of evil intention, maybe with some evil intention, he described this jhana state as a very high state, which is probably not jhana, first jhana. Because for example, the lay people are asking about first jhana. So he wants to he has no jhana at all, but he wants to exaggerate the state of first jhana to impress the lay people. Then he describes the first jhana as first jhana. to the lay people.
They described the first jhanas?
He described the state of the first jhana as first jhana. So exaggerated the first jhana to impress the lay people. So then, what offense in this bhikkhu? He with evil intention to get offering from lay people.
If he does not tell, it is that is related to him. No?
Uh-huh.
So of course it can be pachiti offense.
Pachiti.
But because this is about atupana, it is about oneself.
Uh-huh.
This is why he wants to impress about him that he is attained one. So the lay people understand, okay, this is a monk who attained, to him who should give the requisite sense of body, because he will receive. Even intention.
But this is indirectly showing himself that I know this kind of thing.
Indirectly it's called tuluche.
Tuluche.
Indirect. All these indirect things are tuluche.
He said, 凡是巴西利亚，就是说只是为了获那个，就是说那个，就是说只是为获得力量，但是不是炫耀自己的成就，就是你现在目动机是为获得力量，但是不包括炫耀自己成就在里边。那你犯的只是巴西利亚。如果说你这个动机里边既有获得力量，又有包括就是间接的说，你看我都知道这个我都知道上当这个力量，我肯定真的上当。如果有这样的动机的话，那是宿醉脱了产。
So now the factors are.A bhikkhu knows that he is not any of these uttari manusa dharma, superior human states,
mm-hmm.
other jhanas or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is number one.
Mm-hmm.
He has not achieved anything like that,
mm-hmm.
attained.That's called. And then number two, according to Kanka Vajrayana, is called that he tells to others,
mm-hmm.
announces to others, indicates to others,
mm-hmm.
with an evil wish,
mm-hmm.
for material gains.
Okay.
You have to emphasize material gains,
mm-hmm.
or for fame,
mm-hmm.
for anything, but usually for material gains,
okay.
for honor.
But for fame is not a parasitical.
Fame is called, once we get the fame, we get also material gains, no? But it must be material gains, the objective is material gain behind.
Okay. 你说善人法是自己没有的善人法，第二个要素就是以恶欲对他说，然后这个地方恶欲就是长老刚刚说的是以取得物质力量为目的，这种称为恶欲。
So then, and then anyana padeso kankavijan explain, I call it should be like not indirectly, it should be direct. Indirect ways involve tulachaya, but in this case, I should tell it directly about himself.
然后张老说那个第三个要素，非以愚处而说，这个地方的愚处而说就是说间接的说，比方说住在你固定那个比库那个巴拉西嘎，因为如果你以间接方式而说的话，就不是巴拉西嘎，而是那个宿醉，所以这个地方说的非以愚处而说，就是直接的说。
Then the other fact is that one declares it to human being. It's called it should be not animal or.Preta or Deva.
然后这个地方是那个第四个要求是对人类来说，就是说你对着说那个不能是畜生，不能是天人，不能是恶鬼，这。
And the other person who is a human being understands it in that moment.
然后他说那个对象必须立刻知解，就是在那个刹那必须立刻理解。
So then, all right, from this.Five factors we have to judge. To judge whether a bhikkhu has fallen to parajika or not. So the rest is easy to understand. This is also adinadana samutana, which is to do with body, speech and mind.
嗯，然后这二界等起也是那个不与取等起，就是说它是可以是身那个是身一等起，于一等起，也可以是身于一等起。
The rest are called. You can read this easily understand. I don't know to repeat, no, because. Sanya vimoka, sachitta ka loka vaja, kaya and vacha kama, akusala, sukha, dukha, upeka, vedana. So now we finished the fourth parajika.
这样第四八大金刚我们就讲了。
Now regarding the other passage, we have to incagavedarni, which comes in the end of the each recitation. So then the reciter is to tell that the four parajikas have been recited, and he puts conditions.Conditions how he is going to ask the bhikkhus whether they are pure in these four parajikas.
然后那个张老师这样在那个一户独特这几天在一户大家看一户独特一户独特第五十九页，那他那个讲完四个巴拉那个四个巴拉金刚之后呢，那个。送信那个就是那个在乌巴萨是送信的人，他应该说，尊者们那个已经送出四八拉金刚法了，然后他会问他在那个他会说那个，在此我们尊者们，在此是否清净？然后这个地方在此是否清净，就是只是在这个四八拉就是那个参加乌波那个参加乌巴萨他这些比库们，就是在这个四八拉金刚是否清净的意思。
No.In the Kankavanjani, we have a summary that there are actually all the parajikas in the whole Vinayapitaka, there are 24. And we explain what the 24 are. I mean, the Vinaya notes also somehow they mention about it.
The Vinaya notes also there. Vinaya notes and both Kankavanjani.
What is this? Which page? What table?
Let me check. I have to go.This is a Dunbar document. It's 24 kinds of parajika. It's actually the first part. Before table 16.
Table 6?
16. Before table 16.
Before table 6, means must be table 15.
Yes, table 15. Yes, table 15. Table 15.
Okay. 8 actual parajika, 4 derived. But does not. Really?
然后那个张下面讲那个24种巴拉金刚，就是在《一户独特》里边也有，《戒律法师大纲》里边也有。然后《戒律法师大纲》是那个表述24种巴拉金刚。然后《一货独托》里边是第六十，第四第五十九页最后一段。
OK, now here, okay, you can explain them how it's called. Now for the bhikkhus, we know that we have studied up to four parajikas, no? For bhikkhus, and then we have.Other four parajika for bhikkhunis, which are not common with bhikkhus. They are altogether 8. Okay, there are four now bhikkhunis have actually four additional parajikas.
他说那个这二十四种里边那个那前面四种就是比库四种巴拉金刚，我们已经知道了。然后对比库尼来说，他们一共有八条巴拉金刚，所以他们有他们的后四条巴拉金刚是跟比库不一样，比库没有。
So, and then we have parajikas for the, this, ababa bukkalas, these qualified people. So, even if they get ordination, their Rigatis Parajika, their ordination is not established, their Rigatis Parajika people. They are not able to attain, to get bhikkhuhood or upasambhata in this life. Therefore, they are all Parajika.
Then,
11 we have one more about the bhikkhuni who aspires to become to go to lay life, and she disrobes by herself. She becomes a parajika.
还有一种情况，还有一种巴拉吉卡，就是一个比库尼，他以这，他以过在家人生活的这个生活愿望还俗，他还俗以后就变成巴拉吉卡，就是不能再。
Then we have also derived offenses. Now, a monk with a long penis who inserts it into his anus, that is also a derived offense. He becomes parajika.
长根者就是两根长的比库把自己两根插入肛门这种。One
who has a very soft back, it's called spine, excuse me, spine, and he takes his penis into his mouth.
然后一个脊背软弱的比库，他把自己两根插入自己喉咙，这是第二种弱鸡者。A
monk who receives others. Genitals with his, and he has oral sex.
然后第三种人是虎啸者，接受虎啸比库，就是用自己的手，就是咬住别人生殖器的这种比库。
A monk who sits on another's genitals, penis.
然后第四种人接受肛交的比库。So
and receives anal sex. He is also parajika. These are derived offenses. So they all together, there are 24 parajikas. But here, in this context, as called, when the reciter recites, he means four offenses. These four parajikas. And the reciter has to remind the monks, whoever has fallen into these offenses, he can't be in communion, in sanvasa, with other monks. Therefore, that means he can't participate in the upasatha ceremony, he can't participate in other vinyakamas, so, and so forth.
这个地方不得于住比库共住，就是指他不可以参加乌波三藏，也不可以参加各种那个干嘛。
And as he was before in the lay life, that he was not had not upasambhata. In the same way, after he goes falls into parajika, he is again like a layman. He is not a communion.
然后这里边那句那个以后就像先前那样。 以后就像先前那样，这意思是说，那个一个比库犯了巴拉金刚之后，他就和以前他没大圣，就是以前他没出家和在家居士那样，就是说你犯了巴拉金刚以后，就和在家居士一样。So
then, and the monk who recites asks the monks in front of him, "Are you pure in this? Are you pure? Are you pure?" So, because the intention of the post or posada day, as I told you, it is for monks to come together to check the purity.
他说，然后那个这宋先生说完这些话之后，他说他会问三遍，就是在此我们尊者们是否清净，是否清净，是否清净。他说，因为这个这个。 我不晓得这个仪式的目的，就是为了检查大家在这里方面是否清净。
Alright, so then now this four paratika has been explained, and we'll go on explaining about, let me see, aniyatas are not here, no?
Aniyatas are not.
It goes to the Sangatisesas.
Yes.
We have to give a note about tomorrow about aniyatas. Even Vinaya knows, they don't know aniyatas.
Vinaya not definitely have any other, but Vinaya not, I don't know what
to have. Gangavitari knows you know Anitas.
But Vinaya not, I think Anita is there. The fifth chapter of Vinaya not is Anita, let me see. After somebody says.
Maybe. After Sangatis. Aniyatas come now. Yes. After Sangatis. Right. Can be.
Okay, first.
Aniyatas, yes, after Sangatis. That's good, okay.
So first we can explain Sangatis, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
And
稍等一下，疑惑度脱，疑惑度脱，我等一下我给你看一下啊，疑惑度脱第59页最后一段，他这个地方说散乱比库尼，就是在疑惑度脱里边是说，有比库尼在想要还俗的达那个，但是然后因为他这个地方说为什么他那个就是相当于巴拉加，因为他还俗之后他不能再达上，就是这个原因，但是比库还俗不是说不能再达上，
没有，我们说比库还俗。现在说的是，
比库还俗要满足六个条件。那六条件我跟你讲过了。
我说他不还俗，他又出去像过在家人生活一样的，过两个星期、三个星期再回到生产。
那你看，对，那你会犯各种各样的戒，但是
对，这犯戒而已，不比库身犯。
对，只要你不犯四个巴拉契卡，你不会失掉身份。
那个，刚才我想问一下，如果僧团发现某位比库那个。犯了巴拉提卡，然后僧团也认定这是事实，然后但是那位比库他
拒绝承认
，那僧团会把他驱逐吗？还是
应该是驱逐干嘛？我可以问So he's asking that. So for example, if the Sangha community is sure, Sangha community is sure that one bhikkhu has committed, one certain bhikkhu has committed a paratika offense.But this bhikkhu himself refused to admit this offense. Then what will Sangha do on such occasion? Do some karma?
Yes. That's why now these aniyatas deal with such cases. Deal with aniyatas means the next offense is about aniyatahood, uncertain, uncertainty, you know, undefined.
No, he's asking, he's telling that.Sangha actually knows that this bhikkhu is attending live, but he refused to admit that his own offense. But Sangha knows that he has that paratika offense. Then on such occasion, what will this Sangha do to that bhikkhu?
The evidence is very strong,
of course.
They can force him to disrobe.
Force him to disrobe?
Yes, they can force him to disrobe because the evidence is strong.
Yes.
So, but...but if the evidence is weak, of course, now for example, you have a video, okay, you have already, everybody can see in the video that monk actually did it. So, therefore, so there is no any doubt about that. So, and that monk tells, no, the video has been manipulated and all these things and what. And, he tries for whatever reason to stay in bhikkhuhood. So we have to listen to him, of course. We have to listen to him.What he has to tell, and whether he can give evidence that the video is fake. So then he has to prove that video is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Up to now, of course, you have to suspend the judgment to
mm-hmm.
some time. You can, if for example he brings a more strong evidence,
mm-hmm.
or you have to suspend the judgment
mm-hmm.
till some more evidence came back only back. Therefore now, it's not to be in a hurry, in rush,
mm-hmm.
to take into any incorrect decisions.
Force him to disrobe means to expel him from the Sangha, no?
No, no, to declare him that he's Parajika, he can't be come into opposite, that he's Asanvasana, Asanvasana.
Can declare to the lay people also his...
Yeah, of course, they can tell the lay people or not, it is irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
But the Sangha has to be, as called, announced. It should be announced to the Sangha that he is Parajika Manga.
Uh-huh.
And, if he can bring evidence against that, of course, he has to bring the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean now, these kind of subtle things,
mm-hmm.
One should not do this in rush,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because sometimes also the Sangha can go wrong,
mm-hmm.
alright?
Mm-hmm.
So then, and to suspend judgment for some time, postpone
mm-hmm.
the judgment,
mm-hmm.
till some... call some real evidence comes there,
mm-hmm.
and the matter can be settled.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it may take months,
mm-hmm.
so then it's not necessary to be in rush for the time. But if there's suspicion,
mm-hmm.
suspicion that monk is called the Parajika,
mm-hmm.
and they want to postpone the judgment,
mm-hmm.
up to that moment he has to be excluded from Patibhoga.
Oh.
Excluded from Patibhoga,
okay.
or other Vinayaka. Therefore now they have to announce the whole Sangha that as long as the judgment goes on,
uh-huh.
they have to make a Patimokkha Tapana.
Uh-huh.
The Patimokkha Tapana to exclude him for Patimokkha.
Uh-huh.
Because his purity is not clear,
uh-huh.
it's not certain.
Uh-huh.
To exclude him for the Patimokkha. This can be done.
Mm-hmm.
其他的比护选高，整个僧团全部对整个僧团，也可以对居士选高，这个比护是巴拉吉卡。哦，可以相对。对，但是这样信仰强调一点，但是信仰强调一点，这个证的话，必须是正确非常明确，这证据非常明确，没有任何怀疑情况下可以这样做。他说，如果说这个比护能提出一个，就是有说服力的反论反论反论也证据的话，那你这个决定不能着急做结论，必须延迟。然后他说。 然后他说这个前面这事儿呢，做结论的时候一定不能太急，因为就像这种事情，僧团也是有很犯错误，所以说一定不能急于做结论。他说有的时候整个过程调查可能花好几个月。然后他说在这个调查过程中，就是说在这个调查过程中，我们还不能确定这个笔库是不是犯了巴拉吉嘎。那在这个时候可以对这个笔库做一个干嘛，叫做那个巴蒂摩卡派出干嘛，不就叫巴蒂摩卡派出干嘛？这个干嘛的意思是说，就是说那个在经调查这段期间。 包括那个宋介在内所有干嘛，其实暂时把这个笔库派出在外，因为现在不能断定的时候，就是在整个调查期间，他不能参加那个宋介和其他干嘛。
哦，一直到这是那个定下的位置。哦。Okay. He's fellow jump from the window.
Yes.
The windows are open. That's why they can come in. It's not only the door.
Yes. 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 I know because there are some complaints against them because this spread the mess.
还有更多关系的话，也不别处，就是他生活是正常的，怎么不参加干嘛呢？对，你不能别处，就别处必须是那个你确定了犯了三个意思。啊，那另外一个问题啊，就是比丘尼那个，即使遇到劫难，他若想保持比丘尼的身份，那也不能出家。
不能脱离家难是吧？我问一下。遇到劫难。So he. He's asking that for bhikkhunis. If a bhikkhunis meets with some danger.
Yes, okay.
So he's asking that for bhikkhuni, if a bhikkhuni meets some danger, then is it allowable for a bhikkhuni to remove her robe?
By removing the rope, she does not lose her bhikkhunihood.
Okay.
So then,
比库尼出去袈裟并不会失去的比库尼真。
刚才不是说出去袈裟就失去了？
谁说的？我没有说，长老也没有说。
过上那个什么在家人的生活才算是吗？
对对啊，对啊。
就是说他比如说有到处都有劫匪。
不是他那个他必须是还俗，他那个按照衣服多少，他就是真的是还俗了，应该是。
是还俗还是就暂且去村里去避难，穿了。
So actually, he's asking about this two, 24 kinds of parajika. So he's asking that the last kind of bhikkhuni, let me see.
That is with lustful thoughts, no? Can be. That is with lustful thoughts, of course.
We want the bhikkhuni, so. This kind of vibhanta bhikkhuni.
Vibhanta bhikkhuni. Disrobing. Disrobing does not mean remove the go naked.
Okay. Disrobing actually means he has to determine, like, to fulfill the six factors of a bhikkhu, because disrobing is the same.
Yeah. Disrobing, she can change the robes, and so what disrobe means, she can also go. Vibhanta means, vibhanta actually does not mean literally disrobing.
Uh-huh.
Means running away. Vibhanda means running away, to going to a different religion or like that, joining different.
Uh-huh.
She goes away. Even if she goes with a rope,
mm-hmm.
she is Vibhanda, because she already make up her mind to not to give up her bhikkhunihood.
Uh-huh.
But usually Vibhanda means going to another sect, another religion.
Another sect. Oh. But also means to disrobe also. Because here, because in the Kangha Vipini, it says it's a disrobing also. Bhikkhuni who has disrobed cannot get to Upasamada again.
But how it is today? What is the Kangha Vipini?
Kangha Vipini, it tells that, so I'm only referring to Chinese translation, of course. So it tells that a bhikkhuni who aspires to disrobe.
In Chinese?
Yes.
Chinese translation?
Yes, yes, yes.
I have to say the Pali, because Vibhanda the translation is disrobing.
Disrobing.
But the real meaning of Vibhanda does not mean that.
Does not.
Vibhanda. Vibhanda means to run away from one's status.
Uh-huh.
To give up one's own status. To run, and it's usually to go to another sect.
Okay.
Yes, Vibhanda.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
So she must have the intention to give up her bhikkhunihood.
Goes astray, forsakes the order. Yes, that is, forsakes the order. Give up the order, yes. To wander about, to go astray, to forsake the order.
Okay.
But it's not about, you usually tell this rope, but actually, Vibhamati is Vibhamati, to wander about, to go astray,
uh-huh.
to forsake the order. These are the meanings.
Mm-hmm. So
it doesn't mean to remove the robes.
Uh-huh.
To go to another sect. That is usually meaning.
Mm.
To, so another, to go to forsake the order mm-hmm. of bhikkhunis and go to another order of another sect, of another religion.
So her intention is to give up her bhikkhunihood and become the disciple of another religion.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That mm-hmm. is the main meaning. She said that in the 12th century, 实际上这个词原因是那个离开背离这样的意思，然后他说这个词可以指还俗的那个比库尼，但是更经常是用来指那个以比库尼身份，然后以比库尼身份投入外道的。前面不是有以比库身份投入外道的，这个是以比库尼身份投入外道的。然后他必须以那个动机，就是说他动机是放弃自己比库尼身份，然后加入外道。对
啊，就是。
但是他说他好像也可以称之只比空尼宽俗的情况。
那我想问一下，刚才你说那个啊，就是说如果某比库他是妄称自己就是说正初禅，
嗯，
他描述的时候就是说正了三禅或者是四禅，
嗯，
这种情况那个结论是什么？我忘了。
那个粗碎
啊，是不是说有两种情况吗？一个粗碎，一个是恶毒？
不是。嗯，他说那个他是他那个那个不是，那是他问的另外一个问题，他问另外一个问题，就是不是说是自己正三禅，而是说那个居士问他那个正到刹那以后是怎样一种境界，然后他自己没有正到刹那，但是他故意把那个刹那说的很高境界去跟居士说为他获得利益，
嗯，
然后这个情况有两种情况，是他动机如果是为了炫耀自己而获得利益的话，那是粗碎，但如果他只是想获得力量，但并没有炫耀自己的意思，那是巴基利亚。
啊，
对。
嗯，对。嗯，刚才那个，你不离还俗那个是第几个？
你是基里考是大号还是
不是
一户多托第五十九页最后倒数第二号。
我说 can be one body can be also to become a layman lay woman。
嗯，
yes.
所以 includes the disturbing also.
So but it has nothing to do with
remembering the
rope. Remove the
rope
sometimes because now Bikuni FC wants to run away from the monastery, no?
Uh-huh.
And not to return again.
Uh-huh.
So she can maybe not find at that moment some other clothes to wear.
Uh-huh.
And she runs away with the ropes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, later, if she finds other clothes, he might change the clothes.
Uh-huh.
But changing clothes, it doesn't matter much. It
uh-huh.
is the intention is to give up the bikunihood.
Uh-huh.他说这个地方就比库尼投入外道这个情况，就是不管他脱不脱去佛教袈裟，只要他动机是那个投入外道，然后他确实投入外道了，这个跟脱不脱袈裟没关系，就是投入外道了。
嗯，反正我想问你啊，因为比库像在家居士说上任法，说需要呢就是上任法，也是那个巴基利亚，就刚才那个问题，
一个比库，
就你刚才是说他那个。
他那个说的是自己需要，巴拉基卡的条件是说那个第一是那个以获取物质获取物质感的东西，而且说是跟自己有关上是吧？跟自己有关，
嗯，
这个意思。
他说那个就是说自己的。
他那个不是他那个是他那个话里边并没有说是自己，他说真的成大以后境界应该什么什么样，这跟自己这话本身跟自己没有关系，但他动机可以是为自己。
他说自己正禅就是正的初禅，但是描绘的是三禅或者说神通。
啊。他自己那就是巴拉基卡，我对他我那一开始我就他一开始问的这个问题，后来他改了他的问题，这样他一开始问的问题就肯定是巴拉基卡了，自己真的出山或者真三，那就只能是巴拉基卡了。
那个刚才吧
啊，不是你一开始你的问题没有表示清楚，你一开始说比方说你自己真的出山，然后你去跟人说的时候说我这个是你可能自己连出山都没有挣到，然后后来跟就是说我挣到二山。那个，然后你说你那是故意的，不是口误。
对。
那岂是巴拉基卡呢？对吧？
这是巴拉基卡。
对啊，你故意的就不是口误哈。你说我是真的二禅，当然是巴拉基卡了。
不是你一开始在讲的时候，
一开始说那是口误的情况，一开始说你你没有真的出禅，然后你想说我真的出禅，但是你口误说成二禅。
不是一开始讲的是一个人是吧？嗯。他说他自己真的，实际上没有说他真的出禅。
啊。
正初禅，但是他描述出了正章，还是把这个初禅，那个描述成二禅。
啊，
这个情况下呢，他是如果是口误的话，是相当于这就是犯粗罪，
对，
是吧？
对。
如果他是故意的话，你的意思说，如果他故意描述成二禅的话，那就是巴拉基卡，
对，
不是，他听错了。
啊，
那个长老当时您翻译的时候，长老说的是说他想说出禅，但是因为口误，他说成二禅。
对，
他理解成描述。
嗯，
他理解成他说的是描述。
啊，
他理解
有。啊 ，OK。
那我知道。
嗯。
刚才那个，刚才那个，就是说长老那边，就是说，包括还俗和朋友外照这两种情况是吧？
对，
第十二。
对，实际上因为你看那个巴汉次眼，巴汉次眼它其实对那个思解释，它直接给两个解释，一个是被教者，一个是还俗。你看，
哦，
他那个微观他那个词。
被教者哦，还俗哦，两个
对。
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now you have to stop. It's already 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue tomorrow with Sangha diseases. Number one. Sun number one.
那个今天十点我们也讲到这儿，然后明天开始我们开始讲那个三个第四项第一条。我靠，斯文丹，
是给我的。
玛雅卡坦布尼亚萨米纳努穆迪塔玛。
啥的。
Samina katam punyam mayam dattava
sadu anumodi dattava
sadu sadu anumodami o kasa dvaratene katam sabbam acchayam kamatme sadu kasa
shukyuta itukuta nivana kuchyuta
你问题我问一下，你就是想在这应该注意，不是，就是说想要一个就是推荐一些那个
书
资料
书
啊，对，还有一个就是说就是有什么那个建议啊。
So, if you are free, you can go.